Wisconsin has changed a few regulations since July 2018 when contractors struck a gas line while drilling, ultimately causing a deadly explosion in Sun Prairie. Parker Shore is a reporter who's worked for the Cap Times and has embedded with Wisconsin Watch. He recently talked to WPR host Keely Baltina.
It's been about 2 years since an explosion in Sun Prairie killed one person. Remind us what happened that day in July of 2018.
Right. So a company by the name of Bear Communications was hired by Verizon to install fiber internet under the streets of Sun Prairie. And on the morning of the explosion, Bear Communications actually assigned the job to a brand new subcontractor. It's common practice in the industry, especially in what's called directional drilling, which is what these companies were doing that day, to sort of subcontract out the work to other companies. So a company will hire a company, which will hire a company, and so on. And so they hired this company by the name of BC Tech because they wanted the job done sooner than the previous company would have done it by. And before you dig, you're required to call Digger's hotline, which coordinates with locating companies to spray paint where utilities are underground. But neither company did this on that morning. And as a result, VC Tech, as they were digging, struck an unmarked natural gas pipeline near an intersection. And the pipeline leaked gas for about an hour and then ignited into this massive explosion, which destroyed numerous buildings in the downtown area. It caused $20 million in damage and killed firefighter Captain Corey Barr.
And I understand he responded to that even though he was off duty.
Correct. Yeah. And there were other firefighters that suffered some serious injuries that day as well.
So the company drilling that day was not the original company, and it changed the morning of?
Right. So the plans were actually transferred in the parking lot of a quick trip because the Bear Communications wanted the job done sooner than the previous company would have gotten it done by. The previous company wanted new, more detailed plans to be drawn up because they thought the intersection had too many utilities to safely do the job with the plans that they had. And Bear Communications wanted the job done within a few days, so they hired this new company to get it done sooner.
That new company, VC Tech, did their work cause the explosion?
Yes, the driller for VC Tech struck the underground pipeline, which ultimately ignited and exploded.
And is that a crime?
The police did ruled it not a crime. They sort of chalked it up to miscommunication between all these different companies. And Sun Prairie has since sort of instituted some rules to make sure that these companies are communicating. But no crime was committed, the police determined. There are some lawsuits sort of grinding their way through the courts still. And the companies were fined by the Public Service Commission, which regulates this industry, for $25,000 each. So Bear Communications and VC Tech were both fined. But VC Tech actually has not paid that fine, at least when we published this article in late April.
And they also, I understand, had not had employees attend an educational course they were supposed to.
Right. So they were required to attend an educational course, which costs about $100 on safe drilling, sort of teaching drillers, you know, what the state laws are. And the company has yet to even do that. And in fact, they are back in Wisconsin doing the same work that they were doing in Sun Prairie, directional drilling to install fiber internet. They're back working in Wisconsin under a new company name. And the PSC, the Public Service Commission, said it's worried about this company working in Wisconsin, but admitted it had little ability to do anything about it.
Let's take a quick step back then. What is directional digging and how difficult is it?
It's a sort of relatively unknown industry. They do all their work underground, and it can be kind of innocuous, but it's basically a way to dig underground and install utilities that doesn't require you to dig a big trench. So basically the directional driller will extend this long, thin metal drill into the ground and then feed a utility through the drill. So you feed like a fiber internet cable through the center of the drill, and that's how they install a lot of the fiber internet and electric cable and other types of utilities nowadays. It happens a lot more underground, whereas in the past there's a lot more stringing it along above ground. So there's actually more and more directional drilling going on lately, and it is it's a complex thing to do. I talked to people that compared it to sort of operating a crane, which requires a lot of training to do. But directional drilling requires zero training in Wisconsin.
You can hire somebody and tell them how to do it, and legally they can.
Right, and I think that's a common way that it happens, that you learn on the job. You learn from the person that's teaching you, and maybe they don't have the best practices, because there aren't necessarily best practices being taught like you would if you're a crane operator, for instance, and you're a certified crane operator, which then you have to be recertified to do so. But there's none of those sort of training requirements or really much regulation of directional drilling at all.
Parker Shore has reported for Wisconsin Watch and the Cap Times. We're talking about regulations on drilling and utilities in our state. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Parker, what can Wisconsin do to enforce any penalties companies face if they've messed up?
So Wisconsin law, since 2018, they have sort of this new ability to fine companies that they find have violated laws. So the main one that would be violated is the law that requires you to call Digger's hotline. And since that law was instituted in 2018, they've only fined three companies a total of $31,000. And that's despite, through this reporting, finding that companies violate the state's excavation laws hundreds of times every year, it appears. That could be not calling Digger's hotline, which is common, and that's what happened in Sun Prairie. But it can also be digging too close to utilities with a power-operated machinery. When you get really close to a utility, you're by law required to start digging with hand tools like a shovel. And that causes hundreds of utility strikes every year. And yet, the vast majority of these companies are not fined or required to take an educational course. But the state law does have room that would allow for that.
Sun Prairie's incident was significant, but how big of an issue really is this? How often do crews hit utility lines when they're working on projects in Wisconsin?
So utility strikes are actually shockingly common. So there were nearly 4,000 utility lines that were struck in Wisconsin in 2018 alone, including 31 that were struck on the day of the Sun Prairie explosion alone. That being said, most of these they turn out to be harmless, but they can turn deadly, as they were on that morning. So excavators triggered about five significant Wisconsin pipeline incidents over the past decade, and the Sun Prairie explosion was the first death caused by one of these strikes since 2006. But these strikes are common, and industry experts I talked to said cutting corners is a widespread issue in directional drilling. For instance, it's best practice to dig a sight hole to see where the utility is underground as you're directional drilling. But companies skip this step often to save time and money, and that results in a significant number of these utility strikes, data shows.
So who winds up paying for it when companies violate the regulations or misstep?
Often it would be an insurance company would pay for damages. But sometimes the costs are borne by the people that pay for the utility. For instance, a municipally owned water utility, the people that pay for that water would end up paying it. So taxpayers would end up, basically residents would end up sort of bearing the cost of those damages in some cases.
And what are leaders in Wisconsin doing to make this work safer?
I have not seen a ton of stuff happening on that front of making it safer. I think the law that was instituted in 2018 sort of gives it room to have stronger regulation. But through the reporting, we found many instances where Wisconsin just does not stack up to other states in terms of taking safe drilling seriously. Even neighboring states like Illinois, Wisconsin is one of few states that doesn't require utility strikes to even be reported. So you can't have the super accurate information about who is even striking these utilities. And so there's just a lack of information and regulation on many fronts in Wisconsin.
Parker, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
That was reporter Parker Shore talking to WPR host Keely Boltina. They talked about regulations for drilling in Wisconsin. About 2 years ago, a contractor in Sun Prairie failed to follow protocol and struck a natural gas line while drilling. That led to an explosion that killed one firefighter and hurt others. You can read the full Wisconsin Watch article on Wisconsin's regulations and learn how other places handle these restrictions. We have a link online at WPR.org/centraltime.